It's 7:34 on this Tuesday morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. Good morning.
State officials say the future of Vermont's dairy industry will be quite uncertain if Congress fails to pass a farm bill this year. Last week, the U.S. House defeated a new bill, and it's unclear if another one will be considered in the coming months. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
Congress failed to pass a farm bill last year, and there are indications it may not act on one this year. Last week, a plan proposed by the House Agriculture Committee was rejected because of cuts to the food stamp program and the creation of a new dairy stabilization program. That voluntary program allowed farmers to purchase price insurance whenever market forces push milk prices below the cost of production. It also required participating farmers to limit production in times of oversupply. Vermont Agriculture Secretary Chuck Ross says the program is desperately needed.
What we've been witnessing is short-term volatility that is impossible to manage as a dairy farmer when you go from tight margins like we're at right now to below water margins, meaning losing money on every hundredweight you produce. That is not a recipe for keeping people in business.
Amanda St. Pierre is the head of Dairy Farmers Working Together, a group that played a key role drafting the dairy plan. She says farmers will lose access to a number of key credit programs if there's no farm bill this year.
With the unknown, not knowing if there's going to be funding for programs or not and how much, makes the decisions they have to make that much harder. Are we going to continue? Are we going to buy more cows? Are we going to buy some more fertilizer? What are our options? And it's really making it difficult.
House members voted by a 2-to-1 margin to reject the supply management plan. St. Pierre was disappointed because she says it's a critical part of the bill.
That really ensures that farmers are going to be responsible in the production of the milk supply and not overflood the market. Right now, we don't have any other choice but to increase our milk production so we can have a bigger milk check no matter what the margins are. That's really the only way we can make more money immediately for cash flow.
Secretary Ross says many milk processors worked against this part of the bill because they benefit when milk prices plummet.
I think it's fair to say that the processors, through their influence in the House, were able to amend the farm bill to knock out that stabilization component.
Ross says he's working with his counterparts in other states to encourage House leaders to bring another farm bill to the floor for debate. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.
The Vermont State Police Marine Division and two other law enforcement agencies are going to crack down on intoxicated boating this weekend. The state police, the Grand Isle Sheriff's Department, and the Colchester Police Marine Unit will conduct what's being called Operation Drywater as part of a nationally coordinated effort to reduce the number of accidents caused by boat operators under the influence of alcohol. This weekend's operation will focus on Lake Champlain, but state police officers will be working on other bodies of water as well. It will include increased patrols, breathalyzer tests, and checkpoints, as well as boater education. Police say impaired boaters can expect to be arrested or face other serious penalties, including the possibility of fines, jail, or loss of boating privileges. The eye in the sky forecast for today, patchy morning fog, then mixing with sun and building clouds. Quite warm and humid again today. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, mainly this afternoon and tonight. Highs in the 80s. Tonight, scattered evening showers and thunderstorms, some strong to severe, becoming isolated, mostly cloudy with patchy fog forming. Lows in the 60s, and tomorrow, Wednesday, areas of low clouds and fog breaking for intervals of sun. It will again be warm and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening hours, highs in the 80s.